This is Tate Servance at Thumb Broadcasting Studio. I have your local news here with the Bad Axe Police Department is urging drivers to use extra caution as temperatures drop and roads become slick. Officers warn that if a roadway appears wet, it could actually be covered in black ice, which is nearly invisible and extremely slippery. Drivers are advised to reduce speed, leave extra space between vehicles, and avoid sudden braking or sharp turns. Police also recommend checking tire pressure, making sure windshield wipers are working properly, and fully clearing windows before driving. Motorists should give road crews plenty of room to operate when salt trucks or plows are on duty. The annual National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 13th. The event will be celebrated at noon at the Indian Fields Township Cemetery, where special wreaths will be placed on veterans' graves in that cemetery. On that day, more than 2 million volunteers and supporters will gather to remember, honor, and teach at more than 5,200 participating locations in all 50 states and abroad. Before placing the wreaths on a veteran's grave, the Cass River Composite Squadron GLRMI 165 will conduct a brief ceremony to commemorate veterans. The event is to remember the fallen, honor those who have served, and to teach the next generation the value of our freedom. That is the mission of Wreaths Across America. To help with the event, sponsor a wreath or to volunteer to help on the National Wreaths Across America Day, and to be able to place a wreath on each veteran laid to rest at the cemetery, donations are being collected. A donation can be made online by using wreathsacrossamerica.org. For more information, call Christina Clock at 989-670-3840. In other news, we have the Cann Council Great Lakes Bay Region is actively working to prevent child abuse and neglect throughout Huron County and surrounding areas, offering a range of programs, workshops, and volunteer opportunities for family and community members. Their service includes child advocacy. Hold on one second, I'm sorry. Their services include child advocacy centers, which provide safe environments for children subject to abuse, and educational initiatives on child abuse prevention, personal safety, and parenting skills. The council also supports families through resources such as the baby pantry and conducts workshops like talking about touching for young students to promote body safety and abuse prevention. In partnership with local authorities and professionals, they do offer forensic interviews and medical examinations for children in a child-friendly environment, minimizing trauma during investigations. Cann County invites members to participate by volunteering as court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, for children in the court system, with 10 new CASA volunteers needed in Huron County and training scheduled for January. Anyone suspecting child abuse is urged to call Michigan's Confidential Child Abuse Hotline at 855-444-3911, or in urgent cases, dial 911. You can find more information at https://www.canncouncil.org/RFRC. We will also have our international news, our national news first with law enforcement officials in California report that 4 people were killed and 10 others injured in a shooting at a banquet hall in Stockton during a family gathering. Investigators are examining possible motives and searching for suspects as community leaders call for calm. In international news, Peru's government is preparing a state of emergency along its southern border amid growing tensions over migrants leaving Chile, with officials citing security and humanitarian pressures while regional organizations urge cooperation on cross-border management. With our weather now, we do have Steve Adamson. I will be back with your local weather here shortly.